Today I wanted to speak on about the subject matter, which I feel is very important to someone who is more interested in spiritual knowledge.
Večerašnja priča predmet teme za koju smatram da je vrlo interesantna i važna za one koji su više zainteresovani za spiritualno znanje.
Who wants to enter more deeply into the actual practice of Krishna consciousness.
Zapravo hoće ući malo dublje u praktikovanje svjesnosti Krišne.
I hope I can give you inspirations with this lecture, what you can do, and if you have some personal questions, some advices maybe, or things which are not yet very clear to you, you are welcome to ask them to me, and I will try my best after the lecture to answer a few of these questions.
Ja bih želio da vas uvečerašnjim nekim stilom da praktikujete određene djelatnosti svjesnosti Krišne nakon lekcije, ukoliko imate nekih pitanja na svom potrebu neki savjet ili neke stvari niste potpuno raščistili, možete mi postaviti pitanje nakon toga će se potrebno na ovom domu.
One thing which I just crosses my mind, maybe we can ask one of our celebrated organizers to ask the friends outside, maybe just be a little bit further.
Ono što mi je sada došlo na ideju da, da može neko naših organizator, neko naših dakle zanimljiv organizator da pitaju naše komisije na malo, bar smo ne ono
se pitaju. Just about an hour, then they can play double as loud, or maybe five times as loud.
Samo za neko pola sata, da posle mogu dva puta ili pet puta više da pejaču.
Okay, thank you. First of all, there is a need for every one of us to start the spiritual path. One saint once said, this world is only for a few days. I think at the time when war, the subject of war, becomes as usual to discuss as please give me my butter at the breakfast table. Therefore we have to think about our own highest temporal existence in this world.
I pošto je ovakva situacija kada se puno priča o ratu i kada ima ljudi koji traže malo puta i hleba za svoj doručak, mislim da je ovo tema koja je vrlo važna da se podiskutuje.
There is a story of Lord Buddha which I want to tell you in this connection. Which will make it very clear why it is important for someone to take up the spiritual path with full enthusiasm. Once there was a great king whose wife or queen became pregnant with a son. He was very happy and asked his astrologers about the future of his son. And after a complicated calculation, the astrologer told him, this son of yours, O king, will either become the greatest king in the history of the world, or the greatest asket.
Ili nakon teških proračunavanja, astrolog je rekao, tvoj sin će ili biti najpoznatiji kraj svih vremena na celom svijetu i postati najveći asket.
Oh, said the king, I want him to become the greatest king.
I onda kralj rekao, oh, ja želim da on postane najveći kraj.
And he built a wonderful marble palace up in the Himalayan mountains for his wife and the young prince.
I napravio ogromnu palatu od mramora na vrhovnim Himalajima za svoju ženu i svoga malog princa.
In this palace, the young Siddhartha, so the name of the prince, took his birth.
I u toj palati, naš mali princ, koji je zbog godine Siddhartha, rodio se zapravo u toj palati.
From the beginning of childhood, he only saw the most beautiful human beings,
od svog djetinjstva on je samo vidio najljepše živo biće,
the most wonderful parks,
samo najljepše parkove oko sebe,
the most intelligent ministers,
samo najljepše ministre,
very beautiful women. And he was enjoying every possible variety of royal sense gratification. When he would wake up, there would be servants who would make beautiful paduriti body.
Kada bi ujutro ranu se probudio, muzičari bi svirali za njega specijalnu muziku probudisa.
He was massaged only in the best of oils.
I on je bio masiran samo sa najljepšim, najboljim oljem.
And his mind was always peaceful and jolly.
I njegov um je uvijek bio miran i sretan.
One day, however, he noticed that he that around the palace there were strong walls.
Ali on je dana primetio da oko njegove palate postoje veoma veliki zidovi.
And he desired to see that which was beyond the walls.
I on je poželio da vidi što se nalazi iza tih zidova.
So early in the morning when no one looked, he climbed across the walls, went into a chariot and with his aged servant Ishana traveled for a day until he reached the next town.
I rano ujutro kad još niko nije bio budan, on je preskočio taj zid i ušao u kočiju gdje je čekao njegov sluga Ishan i tokom cijelog dana su vozili dok nisu došli do prvog kraja.
The first thing he heard in the town was crying and screaming.
I prvo što je čuo dok je ulazio u grad bio plač i vrisak.
This was the only thing he never had heard in the palace.
A to su stvari koje nikada do tada nije čuo u palati.
So he went into a house where he saw a woman giving birth to a child which was covered with blood and all the secrets of the female body.
I on je ušao u tu kuću, ako su se čuli te zvuci, vidio ženu koja se porađa i malo dete koje je prekriveno krvom i ostalom sluzi iz majčine utrobe.
What is this? He wanted to ask.
I on je pitao, šta je ono?
Oh, said Ishana, this is birth. Everyone in this world is coming like this, O young king.
On mladi kralj, rekao Ishana, pa to je samo rođenje, svako od nas dođe na ovaj svijet tako.
Also, I asked Buddha.
I Buddha je pitao, također sam i ja tako došao na svijet.
Da. He was shocked.
He was very shocked.
Anyways, he went through the town.
Ali oni su nastali dalje da hodili po zlom.
As he rode on his chariot.
Zapravo vozili su se na svoj kopči.
They saw someone who had contracted a terrible disease.
I onda su zapravo vidjeli jednu osobu koja je bila zaražena užasnom bolešću.
It was elephantitis.
To je bio zapravo elephantitis, slavenska bolest.
Your leg becomes swollen and it looks like an elephant leg.
A vaša noga se tako nagla da zapravo izgleda kao slonova noga.
What is this? Asked the young prince.
A mladi princ je rekao, šta je sad ono?
Oh, this is disease, said Ishana. No big deal. King, no prince, everyone of us is going to get it. One day or another.
I onda Ishana je rekao, oh, mladi princ, pa to nije ništa novo, to je bolest. Svako od nas pre ili kasnije će morati da se razboli.
Also I?
Također i ja.
Da. He was not shocked.
To bi bio još više šokiran.
Then, a little later, they saw a very old man, completely grey, tumbling across the path.
I kasnije vidio jednog starca koji je potpuno bio svijetu polako trešući se prelazio u put.
He was coughing. And he was looking confused and
seeming.
He was always grabbing something.
What is
this? Asked the young prince.
Another prince like, oh, what is that? Oh.
By which everyone is going to get old sooner or later.
To je starost, prvi kasnije na zakon, mi će morati da ostane.
Also, I...
Tako je ja.
Da. Then finally, they saw four people carrying a body through the road.
I na kraju su vidjeli četvorici ljudi kako nose, na nosici tela po duškutu.
And behind it of a woman with tears in her eyes crying aloud.
My Nush!
The young prince asked, what is this? This is woman, said Ishana. Every one of us is going to die. Also I?
Hojiya?
So the prince, hearing this, gave away his crown and his royal coat and his scepter, took the simple clothes of an ascetic and went under a tree in Gaya. There he began to meditate.
Skinuo sa glave, skinuo svoj kraljevski obutač i ostavio svoj kraljevski štap, uzeo vrlo jednostavno odelo, otišao ga i sve podelo i počeo da meditira.
What is the meaning of my existence?
I pitao se, šta je suština moje postoje?
If I'm just traveling through this here.
Ako ja sam putujem kroz nju.
And in between, I suffer from birth, disease, old age and death, then this cannot be everything.
I ako ja moram tokom svog života da patim se odruđenja, bolesti, starosti, smrti, zar je to sve u mom životu?
Imagine we would be in the position to do the following experiment.
Zamislite da smo u poziciji da napravimo ovakav jedan sljedeći eksperiment.
We would say, dear Bego, we give you the whole Scandinavia.
Zamislite ovako, da kažemo, ovo je Bego, evo, sada ćemo ti pokloniti celu Možeš sve to da ideš.
Only for 1 minute.
Ali samo da ideš jednu minutu.
You would not become entangled in cleaning the floor.
I nećeš se u zapisti u delatnosti da počneš da kreneš pol, da...
Or putting new pictures.
Ili da spomneš nove slike.
You know, it is too short.
Ti ćeš meni da to je previše kratko.
So looking from it, looking at it from an eternal vision, from an eternal perspective, this material life is very short.
I sve me, koliko gledamo sa večne pozicije, zapravo ovo može biti jako kratko.
Why invest so much energy in polishing it?
A zašto ga uložimo to veliko energije da bi pomagali to ovo naše egzistencije?
Yes. So now let as humans, as the very scriptures tell us, this material existence for gaining the greatest boon, this
self-realization.
The Vedic scriptures say, as Daisham Tisthavad Uruk Raman Lushkrish Yat Yamata It says a human form of life is like a valuable boat which can take us over the ocean of birth and death. Don't let it remain on the anchor.
Ne trebamo ostati spuštenog sidra.
Enka means to enjoy material life.
A to znači da ostavimo da uživamo materijalni život.
Now to come to the stage of consciousness, I feel every one of you needs to be, to hear a little bit more.
Ali da bi sve to razjasnili, ja mislim da svi vi želite da čujete malo više.
Something more practical.
Nešto malo praktičnije.
But philosophical.
I am even a philosopher.
So I was thinking the whole day what to tell you, and here comes a very nice analysis on the very scripture, how you can make progress. I'll take you on a journey, on an internal journey now. In the beginning of this of his life, the human being becomes highly oriented in food.
Na početku našeg života svako živo biće izuzetno orijentisano na hranu.
When you have a little baby, all what is of interest for the baby is not the dog prizes. Just when do I get the milk from my mother?
I ono što je najinteresantnije za bebu nije zapravo da razmišlja o golf krizi, nego samo misli kad ću dobiti mlijeko od moje mame.
The absolute truth is milk.
I apsolutna istina je mlijeko.
I eat, therefore I am.
Ja jedem, zato postojim.
See, on this state of consciousness, which unfortunately also grown-up people sometimes do not pass, food is all that counts.
Ali ovaj nivo života na nesreću može ostati i kod nekih ljudi kod odrasti, tako da jedino što računaju u svome životu to je hrana.
People work the whole day to finally go in the hostel bar and drink and eat, isn't it?
Zar ne da ljudi rade cijel dan, teško rade da bi na kraju otišli u gostionicu, pili i jeli, zar ne?
Yes, or sometimes when human beings have problems in their life, they go to the refrigerator, or even though it is late in the night, and just eat, because they think the problem goes away with it.
Ja mislim da ste mogli da primijete da jednu situaciju da ljudi kada nisu baš zadovoljni, oni odu, iako je možda kasna noć, otvore frižider, počnu da jedu, jer mislim da na taj način će otići problemi.
You notice?
Da li ste to primijetili?
Or many people take the cigarette and go. Which is the same principle as sucking the breast of the mother.
Što je zapravo u istom smislu kao kada nas majka doji sa drugim.
Then they lose the nervousness and feel like a man.
I onda zapravo izgube svoju nervozu koju su pre toga osjećali i onda se osjećaju kao pravi čovjek.
So the next, this is called anamaya.
I to se zove anamaya.
Food is truth.
Istina je u hrani.
Next step.
Sljedeći gore.
On this stage, a person identifies with his activities.
Na ovom nivou osoba se poistovjećuje sa svojim aktivnostima.
When he cannot be active, he feels something is wrong in his life. He feels unfulfilled.
Zapravo, ukoliko ta osoba nema mogućnosti da bude aktivna u svom životu, ona jednostavno ima osjećaj da njegov život nije ispunjen.
If you ask him, he would say, I'm a musician.
I ako pitate takvu osobu, ko su ti, on će reći, ja sam muzičar.
Or politician.
Ili političar.
Or beauty queen.
Ili beauty
queen.
Lepa kraljica.
Manekenka. Or sportsman.
Ili sportista.
But these are just the activities.
Ali to su zapravo samo aktivnosti koje neko vrši.
That's not you, that's what you do.
To niste vi, to je ono što vi radite.
I act, therefore I am, becomes the motto of a person on the second stage of consciousness.
Na ovom drugom stepenu svesti osoba kaže, ja bolim, zato jesam.
It goes one step higher.
Zatim idemo na stepen viši.
Dhyana Maya, it's called.
A to se zove Dhyana Maya.
People on this platform identify themselves with their ideas.
Ljudi se na ovom nivou poistovećuju sa svojim idejama.
Their concepts.
Sa njihovim shvatanjima, koncepcijama života.
Their philosophies.
Sa njihovom filozofijom.
I'm a Marxist.
Ja sam marksista.
Capitalist.
Ja sam kapitalista.
Ja sam
čitalac Herman Hesse.
I'm an existentialist.
Ja sam existencijalista.
Yes, like this. And people engage in endless discussions to defend their philosophical outlooks.
I ljudi satima raspravljaju da bi branili svoje filozofsko shvatanje.
Cogito ergo sum, said René Descartes, or I think, therefore I am.
I René Descartes kaže, cogito ergo sum, mislim da dakle, postoji.
This has formed an important basis of our Western life.
I to je jedna od osnovnih stvari u životu naš zapad.
People are ready to go to war because of their different identifications, ideas.
Ljudi su čak u stanju da zarate zbog svojih različitih poistovjećivanja ideja.
Now, I can imagine that many of you are very familiar with these three stages of material consciousness.
Ja mislim da svi vi da ste svi vi upoznati sa ove tri nivoa svesti.
And somehow I have the impression in this Yugoslavian tour that many people who come to these programs want something higher.
I mogu reći da sam stekao utisak na ovoj turneji po Jugoslaviji da većina ljudi ovdje želi da imamo više nego što su ta pristupu.
They desire to find out who we are.
Oni zaista žele da saznaju ko su oni.
They have noticed that they play just roles.
Oni mogu, oni su uvidjeli da samo glume različite uloge.
In this costume ball of material existence.
Na ovom balu materijalne existencije.
Sometimes you might have leaned back during a heated argument and you might have noticed, well, that's not me really, I'm talking like this and defending ideas, but my heart is no longer in there.
Možete vidjeti, iako se često puta raspravljate i borite za neke ideje, možete vidjeti, moje srce ipak nije tu.
During discussions with your friends or playing golf or football on the football place, you might have noticed, this guy doesn't really satisfy me any longer.
Jedno sve što možete sigurno naučiti dok razgovarate sa svojim prijateljima, igrate golf ili na futbolskom igralištu, igrate fudbal, možete vidjeti jednu stvar, to zaista nije ono što me čini zadovoljnim.
What am I and what is really giving me pleasure? This might have been become an existential question.
Existencijalno pitanje može postati što sam ja zapravo i što je ono što me zaista čini zadovoljnim.
In a Vedic civilization, this question was dealt with this great importance.
I ovo pitanje u vedskoj literaturi se vrlo raspravlja sa velikom važnošću.
There were answers to this question.
I postoje odgovori na ovako pitanje.
Nowadays, you are in a rich country, they will recommend you go to the psychiatrist, you have an emotional problem.
A u savremenom dobu ljudi, ukoliko postavite tako pitanje, će reći idite u psihijatri, imaš neke emocionalne probleme.
Or just drink a little bit and have sex like this and everything will be emotional.
Ili će vam neko reći samo malo popije i imamo sekcije sve će biti možno.
Don't be too sensible.
Ili ne budeš preosjećen.
Come down to earth.
Spusti se na zemlju.
So, but the Vedic civilization would say, now, atharva brahma jnana, now where you are a human being, it is time to ask this question.
Ali Vedic civilizacija kaže, atharva brahma jnana, sad je trenutak u ovom ljudskom životu da postavimo takvo pitanje.
The other life forms cannot ask these questions.
Jer drugi oblici života ne mogu postavljati takve pitanje.
Do you think the dog who barks woof 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 will all of a sudden ask, who am I? Actually, it's a little foolish to bark.
Da li možete da zamislite situaciju da pas koji laje, ovo, ovo, u jednom trenutku se zamisli kao, ko sam ja, možda ne mogu pitati što je ovako laje.
Ko sam ja?
Ko sam ja?
This is not possible.
Ali to nije moguće za njega.
He is too covered.
On je previše prekriven.
So, this fourth stage is called Vijnana Maya.
I ovaj četvrti nivo se zove Vijnana Maya.
And in essence, it means to start the process of meditation.
I u osnovi to znači da započnemo sa procesom meditacije.
Now, meditation doesn't mean to just sit and think of nothing.
Ali meditacija ne znači da samo sebi ne mislimo na ništa.
But it means to go to revert the process of sense perception and go inside.
Ali to znači da zapravo naše čuno pažnje okrenemo i zapravo okrenemo ih ka sebi, ka unutra.
And you will see that in meditation you can meditate about your body.
Možete vidjeti da tokom meditacije možete meditirati na svoje sopstvene telo.
Here are my hands, here are my legs, here's my stomach, and so on.
Možete onda razmišljati, tu su moje ruke, tu su moje noge, tu je moj stomak i tako dalje.
And you will notice that you're just carrying this around.
I jednostavno vidjet ćete da samo i dalje ste tu.
And you will go deeper.
Ali morate ići malo dublje.
And you will be able to watch your thoughts coming and going.
I onda ćete moći primijetiti kako dolaze i odlaze različite misli.
Sometimes you are a little agitated.
Ponekad ste možda malo uznemireni.
Sometimes you feel envious of someone.
A ponekad ste možda zavidni na nekoga.
And sometimes you just have many desires.
A ponekad jednostavno imate toliko puno želja.
And you will be able to watch this.
I vidite sposobni da sve to vidite.
There's cars which come in and out of town. Thoughts enter your perception.
Kao što kola ulaze i izlaze, ulaze u grad, tako i vaše misli ulaze i vi možete to registrovati.
And at one stage you will be able to pacify your mind so that you are completely you.
Ali jednom trenutku moći ćete u potpunosti da smirite svoju tako da u potpunosti budete ono što jeste.
You're no longer thinking of your body or your thoughts.
Više nećete misliti na vaše tijelo i misli.
You know you're not your body and you're not your own.
Vi ćete znati, ja nisam ovo tijelo i ja nisam ovo um.
But this is only the beginning.
Ali to je samo početak.
You have not solved the question who are you.
Još uvijek niste rešili pitanje ko ste.
You may not be any longer so agitated.
Možda više nećete biti tako uzbedljeni.
You may have come to peace.
Možda ćete se smiriti.
And at this particular stage in your life, you will ask yourself the question, who am I?
I na ovom trenutku na ovom određenom nivou vašeg postoja osmišljate pitanje ko sam ja.
Now here comes a very interesting philosophical point. It's the last difficult point for you to understand. Please strain your the muscles in your brains a little bit.
Sada dolazi jedna glavna filozofska poenta koju trebamo shvatiti tako da nam stegnete mišiće u vašem mozgu.
Then it will be easy after this.
I nakon ovoga bit će se lako.
Everything in this world is defined according to its relation.
Sve u ovom svijetu se definiše na osnovu određenog odnosa.
I'm sitting here, I have a relation to this floor.
Ja sedim ovdje i ja imam određen odnos sa ovim brodom.
It carries me.
Jednostavno me nosi, me drži.
I also have a relation to you.
Također imam određen odnos prema vama.
I do not see you very clearly because of the lights, but I wish I would see some of you.
Ja vas možda ne vidim sasvim dobro zbog ovih svjetla, ali volio bih da vas vidim.
Because I want to speak something which inspires you. There is so much to talk, but I'm straining my brain. What can I say to the people of Sarajevo this evening?
Ja bih želio da vam kažem nešto što će vas inspirirati, ali ima toliko toga što bih želio da vam kažem, ali ja razmišljam šta da kažem ljudima Sarajeva večeras.
That's my relationship to you at the moment.
U ovom trenutku to je moj odnos koji imam sa vama.
I'm not sitting there drinking tea and talking.
Ne sedim tamo iza, pijem čaj, razgovaram.
Nor am I writing letters or a book.
Niti pišem pismo ili knjigu.
Or talking with people. It's a lecture.
Ne razgovaram s ljudima, to je jednostavno lekcija.
And you have a relationship to me.
Vi također imate odnos prema meni.
You are listening.
I vi slušate.
You're becoming angry at me.
Možda se ljutite na mene.
Or you think, well, that's here to the end.
Ili možda mislite da čujemo nekom do kraja.
Every situation is defined as relationships.
Svaka situacija u ovom svijetu se definiše na osnovu tog odnosa.
Or 2 years ago I did not know who is Bego.
Ili na primjer, 2 godine ja nisam znao ko je Bego.
And if he would have walked on the road of Split in one direction, I would have walked in the other direction.
I ukoliko bi bio u Splitu i Bego bi išao u jednom pravcu, ja bi jednostavno prošao samo u drugom pravcu.
Now we have a relationship.
A sad imamo odnos.
We talk about philosophy and music.
Pričamo o filozofiji i muzici.
And nice prasadam.
I o lepom prasadamu.
So, you understand, this situation, any human situation, must be described as relationships.
Znači, možete shvatiti jednu stvar, da svaka situacija među ljudima se može definisati pomoću određenog odnosa.
To things.
Misli.
To things, relationships, to things.
Odnosi prema stvarima.
To concepts.
Prema shvatanjima, pojmovima.
To persons.
Prema određenim osobama.
Otherwise we would be stones who do not experience any who do not consciously experience
inače,
a relationship.
Inače bi mi bili obično kamenje koje nema svijest ni u kakvim odnosima.
So if you want to know who you are, if you can find out who you are in relation to a reality, then you know.
Ukoliko želite da znate ko ste, onda morate vidjeti vaš odnos koji imate prema stvarnosti, onda ćete znati ko ste.
So in Bhakti Yoga, you find out who you are in relationship to God.
A u Bhakti Yogi shvatite ko ste vi u odnosu sa Bogom.
That's the highest form of self-realization.
A to je najviši nivo samospoznanja.
Because it's the highest possible relationship.
Jer je to najviši mogući odnos koji možemo imati u ovom svijetu.
It is an eternal relationship.
To je večan odnos.
Now this must, I will put it very, very clear that everyone understands.
Sada ću ovo razjasniti tako da svako od vas to shvati.
When you see in the morning how the sun rises,
kada vidite ujutru kako sunce izlazi.
With the sunrise, you will also see yourself.
Sa izlaskom sunca također ćete moći vidjeti sami sebe.
Oh, my beard is a little strong.
Oh, moja brada malo porasla.
And my eyes are black.
A pa mi pođe čeke.
And a little dirty.
Malo sam utrila.
Like this, huh? So when you know who is Krishna, you know who you are.
Na sličan način, ako znate ko je Krishna, onda znate i ko ste vi.
Now there are, I want to end with this, six things to do in on the path of self-realization and six things to be avoided.
I ono sa čime želim da završim, to je da naglasim šest glavnih stvari koje trebamo slediti i šest glavnih stvari koje trebamo izbjegavati.
This is now some direct instructions how you can advance in your on this highest platform of Ananda Maya.
To su praktično pusti na koji način možete napredovati na ovom najvišem savršenstvu koje se zove Ananda Maya.
We are no longer thinking I am because I am.
Vi više ne mislimo ja jesam zato što ja jesam.
We have come to the platform where we realize I am a part of
mi dolazimo do nivoa gdje kažemo ja sam deo Boga.
Yes, deo. So when you start on the path of spiritual life, don't eat too much.
Kada počnete sa duhovnim životom, nemojte jesti previše.
Pratyahara, it's good.
To se zove pratyahara.
Atyahara, yes. With eating, we all know what happens when we eat too much.
Mi svi znamo što se dešava kad previše jedemo.
It becomes
heavy. Ostanemo uspavani.
And fat.
I debeli.
And the fat goes into our brain.
Može ta debljina se prenosi na naš mozak.
We just think of destruction and of sleep.
Mi samo mislimo na uništenje na spavanje.
Atyahara means also to collect more things which are necessary.
Atyahara također podrazumijeva skupljati previše stvari nego što nam je potrebno.
You don't need 100 different kinds of lipsticks to be successful in your life.
Nije nam potrebno 100 različitih vrsta ruža da bi bili uspješni u našem životu.
Also many interesting t-shirts.
Ili puno različitih košulja.
See, our civilization has become so sanctified that we think in order to be something in society we must wear the right kinds of tennis shoes and the right kinds of outfit and the right kinds of muffin.
Naša civilizacija je tako nisko pala da mi mislimo da ukoliko hoćemo da budemo uspješni u ovom životu moramo imati određenu vrstu tenisica, određenu vrstu odela, određenu vrstu finog parfema.
That is like eating too much or possessing too much.
To je zapravo ili previše jesti ili previše posjedovati stvari.
Your becomes bound there.
Vaš će se tako zarobiti.
Second thing to be avoided is pratyahara, which means prayasas, which means to accumulate more to endeavor.
A sljedeća stvar prajasa to je kada previše uložimo truda za neki materijalni cilj.
I tried to see Mick Jagger 3 weeks ago because I want to have a great donation for the Berlin Temple and the Beograd Temple from him.
Htio sam tri nedelje da se susrednem sa Mick Jaggerom, pošto sam htio da tražim jednu veliku donaciju od njega, pola za Berlinski tempel, pola za Beogradski tempel.
His manager told me he gets a year 170 million dollars.
Njegov menadžer mi je rekao da je on zadnju godinu zaradio 170 miliona dolara.
If he goes on tour.
ukoliko ide na turneju toliko zarada.
He gets 90,000 from the instructors, 90 million.
90 miliona dolara je dobio samo od svoje zadnje ploče.
This poor fellow has endeavored so hard to get this.
Ovaj jadan čovjek je toliko puno napora uložio da bi to dobio.
Well, the manager said it's a good idea if you see him, maybe you can change him a little bit, but he only reacts if you give him two things.
Kaže, bilo bi divno kad bi ga sreo, može bi mogao da utječeš na njega, mogao da se promeni. A on zapravo reaguje samo isključivo na dve stvari.
Good performance, a show?
Na dobar show, odnosno izvođaj.
Or big business.
Ili veliki biznis.
He can only think of two things.
On može da misli samo na dve stvari.
He has endeavored so hard.
Jer se toliko puno trudi.
To become two-dimensional.
Da bi bio dvodimenzionalan.
This is called endeavoring to be number one, but losing your spiritual balance.
To se znači trud da bi postali broj jedan u životu, ali na taj način gubimo naš individualni balans.
Who says that we are more happy if we are the learnest, the most learned, the richest, the most fantastic in our friendship?
Ko kaže da ćemo mi biti više sretni ukoliko smo najbogatiji ili najučeniji?
Mick Jagger, this is a manager statement. He's constantly afraid that he will lose his money.
I ono što je manager Mick Jagger rekao, to je da on je non stop u strahu da će izgubiti neki svoj posao.
Therefore, he thinks it's not a good idea if I see him.
I zato misli da nije baš dobro da nam kruga ja ovdje njega vidim.
At least I should have mentioned anything about Beograd and Berlin.
Ako nisu, ne bi trebalo bar da pomenem Berlin i Beograd.
So, Vanyasas, endeavoring hard, paying with your blood for material success.
Vanyasas, znači, platiti krvlju i toliko se puno truditi za materijalne stvari.
The third thing which is not good if you want to go on the spiritual route is, on the road, is prajalpa, talk, nonsense talk.
Zatim treća stvar koju trebamo izbjegavati na putu samospoznanja, to je prajalpa, to je razgovor o glupostima.
My spiritual master told the story of the Bengali frog.
I moj dobro učitelj je jednom ispričao priču o bengalskoj žabi.
He will make a song, a love song, in the midsummer night to attract the female frog.
Taj žabac je zapravo u srednje noći, letnje noći, pevao pesmu svoju da bi privukao ženu žabicu. Ženku žabicu.
He will do it with full power. To show how strong and good moon she is. Someone else hears.
Ali također još neko to sluša.
It's a snake.
A to je zmija.
And she hears who's the fattest here.
I ona razmišlja ko je ovdje najgrdniji.
And she goes to him and...
I ona otiša do njega i smazava ga.
So, when we talk nonsense,
kada pričamo gluposti,
how good we are,
kako smo mi dobri, super,
what we think,
šta mi razmišljamo,
when we follow the instructions of our false ego,
kada slijedimo uputstva, instrukcije našeg lažnog ja,
we live a very, we live a false life,
mi živimo lažni život,
the snake of illusion.
Zmija iluzija će nas plakati.
Therefore, try to be honest.
Zato pokušajte da budete pošteni.
And another thing is, in material society, we always like to be friends with everyone.
I na primjer, u materijalnom životu mi želimo biti prijatelji sa svakim.
But then, if he is gone, that, oh, he's not so good. His nose is too big.
Ili na primjer, ali onda kad taj prijatelj, onda mi kažemo, pa što je neki dobar i tako, ima veliki nos.
He is not as intelligent
as
he thinks he is. And like this, you might know this is Shabbat's talk.
Možete li da zamislite tu situaciju? To je jednostavna priča običnog žabca.
Yes. So these three, now the association with worldly-minded people.
Zatim sljedeća stvar koju trebamo izbjegavati je druženje sa ljudima koji su okrenuti ka materializmu.
That is also, it steals away our determination.
To zapravo krade našu odlučnost.
Especially if we want to reach their favor.
especijalno ukoliko hoćemo da dobijemo njihovu naklonost.
You see, when you associate with worldly-minded people, they want you to come on that platform.
A možete vidjeti kad se družite s ljudima koji su materijalno orijentisani, oni hoće da vas spuste na njihov nivo.
You can make a very simple experiment.
Možete napraviti vrlo jedan jednostavni eksperiment.
Next time you are invited to a party of worldly-minded people and they serve the meat.
I sljedeći put kad vas pozovu na neku zabavu, oni materijalisti, oni će servirati meso.
You can just say, I'm sorry, I do not eat murder.
I onda vi možete reći, izvinite, ali ja ne jedem ono što ubijem.
And you will see how they become very agitated.
Vidite kako će mi ono biti iznenijen.
No, no, it's for the protein.
Ne, to je dobro za proteina.
It is good for you.
Dobro da ješ mes.
They begin to preach to you.
Možeš da nam pripovedi.
This is an association of worldly-minded people.
To je zapravo posljedica druženja sa ljudima koji su materijalno orijentisani.
They want you to be a party member.
Oni žele da budete član njihove družine.
The other is, we should not be greedy.
A sljedeće je to da ne smijemo biti pohlepni.
For a greedy man can possess the whole world, then he will look up to the stars and think, oh, I want these stars.
Za pogledu čovjeka nije dovoljno čak i ako ima cijelo svijet, znači pogledati nego reći će hoću li ovo zaista.
Have you experienced? You have something, what you wanted, and then if you are greedy, you are after two or three days, no longer satisfied, you want the next, have you experienced?
Da li ste iskusili to zapravo, kad dobijete nešto što ste željeli, ali već nakon dva, tri dana, ukoliko postanete pohlepni, jednostavno želite im druge stvari.
So these five principles are to be avoided. Now let us hear what we shall do.
Ovih pet stvari treba izbjegavati, jer sada da vidimo što je ono što trebamo činiti.
This I will make a little shorter, I will make it shorter.
To ću nam uskratiti.
I have to think of the Sanskrit when I can say it in English. Usahan, usahaga, nischaya dharayat, yes. Usahan, be enthusiastic.
Usahan znači biti entuzijastičan.
See, every minute in your life you can either elevate your consciousness or degrade your consciousness.
U svakom trenutku vašeg života vi ili možete uzeti vašu svjesnost ili je ispustiti ono.
I tell you something very personal.
Reći ću vam vrlo nešto lično.
We are giving every night now these programs.
A mi svako večer dajemo ovakve programe.
It starts at 7 o'clock.
Počinje u 7 sati.
And it's late.
I završi se vrlo kasno.
We sing, and every night we have to go there are people who want to hear about spiritual knowledge.
I mi pevamo i svako večer su to ljudi koji žele čuti o duhovnom znanju.
So sometimes, at least I think, oh no, I want to go to India. I do not want again to be again in such the same situation.
I ono što ja ponekad razmišljam, oh no, nego ponovno da budem u teškoj situaciji, bolje da idem u Indiju.
That when you do a tour, you become, after some time, you feel like a prisoner. But no, you can say, how nice, new people, they want to hear about Krishna consciousness and this wonderful music, it will purify my mind and their mind, let us be enthusiastic.
Ali mi možemo reći, kakva divna stvar, došli su novi ljudi koji žele čuti nešto o spiritualnom znanju, kako divna muzika koja može pročistiti i mene, a može pročistiti i vašu, zašto da ne, hajde da budemo entuzijastični.
I will make an example which makes this very clear.
A daću vam jedan primjer koji će vam još više porazumjeti.
Someone may see this glass.
Neko može vidjeti ovu čašu.
And he may think, so there are two reactions to this.
I mogu postaviti dve reakcije na ovo.
Oh, it's half empty.
Neko može reći, ovo će poluprazno.
And the other may think, oh, it's half full.
A neko može reći, ovo do pola je puna.
So, it's the same glass.
To je isto ta čaša.
But one person is very depressive in his mind.
Ali jedna osoba je jako depresivna.
And allows his mind to go down, or he has given me only half a glass of tea.
I može dozvoliti svojom da umi da radiš na taj način kao da li se mi samo pola čaša čaja.
Another thing, he's given me a glass which is half full.
A drugi može reći, oh, tako divno, da li si mi čašu koja je do pola puna čaja.
So be enthusiastic, don't allow that your mind degrades you.
Zato budite entuzijazični, nemojte dozvoliti da vas jednostavno da vas naša spušta.
Nisaja, next thing, be determined.
Nisaja, treća stvar, budite odlučni.
Not that at the first obstacle in your spiritual life you go back.
Nemojte da kad najde prva prepreka u vašem duhovnom životu vi jednostavno se vratite na
home and go to sleep.
I u kući da spavate.
And then be patient.
Zatim budite strpni.
It's not that let us say you start this Krishna consciousness and the next day you are illumined.
Nemojte razmišljati da me tako znači. Danas sam počeo sa sredstvom sa Krishna, a sutra dan nisam prosvjetio.
My spiritual master has given the example of a woman who is meeting her muj, and next morning she demands, where's the baby?
Moj duhovni učitelj je dao jedan primjer kada žena prvi put sretne svoga muža i već ujutru zahtjeva, kaže, gdje je moja beba?
Beba, beba, beba. No, it takes 9 months or so.
Ja mislim da je potrebno 9 mjeseci.
And then only there's a beba.
I onda se dođe beba.
When you start with your Krishna consciousness, it's not that overnight you have to be illumined and that only then you practice it.
To ne znači da kad krenete sa svojom svjesnošću Krishna ćete preko noći biti prosvjetljeni i onda ćete jedino tako prihvatiti.
Material illusions have to go one after the other.
Materijalna iluzija treba da otpada jedna po jedna.
The soul is covered like with an onion.
Duša je prekrivena kao luk.
Luk.
Luk, yes. I onda to mora sve da se skinuti preko inače.
Nisaya, be determined and be patient.
Znači, budite odlučni i strpni.
Now, the next is to follow.
A kipa nam znači da pevamo, na primjer, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Or you chant it on your meditation beads.
I mantra te je na vašoj dhyanici za meditaciju.
These two processes are impregnated with immense spiritual power.
I ova dva je pregnirana najvećim duhovnom moći.
Spiritual sound can separate you from illusion.
Jer jednostavno duhovni zvuk vas može odvojiti od iluzije.
And when the soul is freed from the bondage to illusion, its original potency will awaken.
I kada je duša oslobođena tog materijalnog ropstva, njena
original potency,
njena izvorna moć se budi.
Just like when you have water, and you separate the O from the H.
Kao kad imate, kada imate vodu i odvojite ih jedan od kiselnika, od onih od kiselnika, da ne, hibrid. Od onih od
kiselnika. Then you have the atomic energy.
To znači da imate atomsku energiju.
So when the eternal soul is separated from Maya, from illusion, there are three energies arising.
I tako kada se vaša duhovna, kada se duhovna duša odvoji od Maje, tri energije se manifestuju.
Spiritual knowledge.
Duhovno znanje.
Yes.
Blaženstvo.
Blaženstvo, yes. And eternal being.
I večno postojanje.
So this is how powerful the Shravanam Kirtanam is.
Na taj način možete vidjeti koliko su moćni Shravanam i Kirtanam.
Then to give up the association of materialists.
Zatim sljedeća stvar je da napustimo druženje sa materialistima.
And to have an association with these wonderful devotees.
I da trebamo se družiti sa ovim predivnim bhaktama.
We have a wonderful temple here in Sarajevo.
Imamo zaista predivan hram ovdje u Sarajevo.
Krajinska.
Ja, Krajiška.
Krajiška, yes. Every Sunday we have a Sunday program.
In Krajiškoj pet svake nedelje imamo nedeljni program.
You can visit and have association. Can make these your friends.
Možete posjetiti naš hram i učiniti vatkanu svojim prijateljima.
Uručit.
Uručit.
Velibor.
Velibor.
Druva.
Druva.
So many nice devotees.
Ima tako divni vatkan.
And to give up the association of non-devotees doesn't mean you cannot go any longer through Sarajevo.
Ali napustiti druženje sa onima koji nisu bhakti ne znači da ne smete više hodati do Sarajeva.
No, just be careful to be authentic wherever you are.
A jednostavno budete samo oprezni da budete uvijek autentični gdje god da jeste.
And then follow the footsteps of great sweethearts.
I na kraju slijedite put velikog sveca.
Yes, you can read about them in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Čitajte o tim svecima iz Srimad Bhagavatam.
Follow their instruction.
следует никуда упутиться.
So by going the simple path of Krishna consciousness,
и идучи одним единственным путем сознательности Кришны,
you can make your life successful.
Вы можете учинить свой живот успешным.
Sometimes people want to hear about mystic yogas, flying in the air.
На полете люди вон почему мистичные йоги, какие-то сазы.
Without an airplane.
Без
авиана. Also, but these are all different variations of material life.
А все что все различные вариации материального живота.
Which end at the time of death.
Кое се се завершава тренутка смерт.
By going the bona fide path of Krishna consciousness, you can go to the eternal spiritual realm.
Приходячи аутентичен путь сознательности Кришны, можете дойти до духовной стадии.
This is not something just after the death.
Не само нечто, что дешало на смерти.
No, you can also be connected in this life.
Вы также можете быть повязаны с этим шаттлом живота.
And receive all necessary spiritual energy.
И давать всю спиритуальную энергию, которая необходима.
Inspiration.
И инспирация.
It's a great subject, but I want to condense it like this.
Это велика тема за разговор, я сам хотела да я сконцентрируюсь еще выше.
Throw it to you.
Тебе батин.
Please catch it.
Молим вас, слушайте тезис. Не буду говорить о этом.
This is just to be added to the life.
Это единственный стан, который всему треба да додати своему животу.
Now I want to write a final point.
Я желим да кажем завершенный point.
We want to have a bigger temple in Sarajevo.
Želimo ovdje u Sarajevo da imamo veći hram.
And we need all of you.
I zato su nam potrebni svi vi.
For this, to look around.
Da malo pogledate okolo.
Give a few millions.
Dajte par milijona.
Have ideas.
Ili da imate jednostavno samo ideje.
How to build a temple.
Kako da, na primjer, sagradimo hram ili tako nešto slično.
This would be a nice project, I think, for Sarajevo.
Ja mislim da treba da bi to bio jako lijep projekat za Sarajevo.
So I have reached
the end of Hvala Lepa. Hvala vam tu.
Hopefully you would have been some inspiration.
Nadam se da ste dali neku inspiraciju. I da ćete te dozvati veliki transcendentalist.
Does anyone of you have at this stage some question?
Da li neko od vas ima neko pitanje?
Only silence answers him.
Samo tišina da je odgovor.
Yes, I see it. Yes, please, Molim. Maybe one, I start with one.
Don't worry, you have a premium for any time.
Yeah.
Mislimo na svu književnost koja postoje.
In the Vedas there are different books.
Ali u okviru Veda postoje različite knjige. Postoje četiri glavne Vede, Atharva, Sama, Rig i Yajur.
And then there are 18 Puranas. 108 Upanishads.
Da quello che sto in Upanishad.
And then there are 18 Puranas.
In the Kaya of San, that is Sanskrit Purana.
Mahabharata.
That is Mahabharata.
Different Samhitas.
Različite Samhita.
Yogya Shastra.
Yogya Shastra.
Anyways, we could fill the whole evening listing them all.
Mi možemo cijelo večer nabrajati sve te različite knjige veda.
Now the interesting thing in the Vedic scriptures is that they are like a book full of medicinal prescription.
Ali interesantno da su vede pune različitih medicinskih recepta.
They give different cures for different illusions.
Oni daju različite lečenje za različite vrste iluzije.
And some Vedic scriptures also fulfill material desires so that in after some time you can give up these material things and go there.
Neke vede čak nam mogući da ispunimo sve svoje materijalne želje, tako da nakon toga napustimo te materijalne želje i idemo na viši stupanj.
To give you a very a very blunt example, like open example.
Da vam dam jedan vrlo direktan primjer.
People in this world are highly interested in the holy cow of materialism.
Ljudi su danas jako zainteresovani za svetu kravu materializma.
Sex.
A to je seks.
When I come to Sarajevo, I see all these kiosks. It's wild.
Evo, dok sam dolazio u Sarajevo, vidio sam sve ove kioske, to je potpuno ludačke.
And movies.
I različite filmove.
So much industry just around this.
Toliko puno različite industrije, užili smo puno različitih kinesti.
So there is one book called the Kama Sutras.
A postoji jedna knjiga koja se zove Kama Sutra.
It gives detailed descriptions how to enjoy this particular activity.
I ono daje vrlo detaljno putra kako da uživamo u određenu aktivnost.
But at the same time, certain rules of human behavior are not to be violated. Certain rules of human behavior.
Ali postoje određena pravila ljudskog ponašanja.
For instance, it's not allowed to kill an embryo in the womb.
Na primjer, nije dozvoljeno da se ubije embrio u materici.
That's a very simple activity.
To je jako grešna delatnost.
Brings a lot of bad karma.
I ono se puno loše karme.
So the Vedic scriptures encourage certain activities.
Vedski spisi ohrabruju određene aktivnosti.
But at the same time preventing that the human being involves himself in very bad reactions.
Ali ujedno i daje prevenciju da se ljudi ne uključe u različite jako loše aktivnosti.
And then inbuilt in these descriptions are descriptions of higher things.
Ali ugrađeni cijelih ovih spisa zapravo postoje spisi o višim stvarima.
So that the human being after having tasted it or seen it or yes, oh, let me go a step higher.
Tako da ljudi kada nakon toga što su probali sve i vidjeli toga puno, kažu, hajde da idemo malo više.
These descriptions are given in a certain, in one category of Vedic knowledge, which is called Pavriti Maga.
I ovdje opisi koje smo navili u Vedama su opisani u delu Veda koji se zove Pravriti Marga.
Means you go through material life.
A to znači da mi prolazimo kroz materijalni život.
Means forward.
Jednostavno idemo dalje kroz.
Astrology.
Zatim tu je astrologija.
Medicine.
Medicina.
Different uses of energy.
Zatim različite načine korištenja određenih energija.
Everything is there.
Jednostavno sve se tu nalazi.
But then there is a path which is called Nivriti.
Ali postoji i drugi put, drugi deo Veda koji je Nivriti Marga.
And there are scriptures who come in this category.
I postoje spisi koji spadaju u ovu kategoriju Veda.
They educate us from the beginning in a higher pleasure.
I oni nas obrazuju od početka o jednom višem zadovoljstvu.
So we as a Hare Krishna movement, we have seen that the Western people are also imitating having their Pavriti Marga.
Mi vidimo na zapadu, možemo vidjeti da ljudi pokušavaju imitirati tu Pavriti Margu.
They have gone through the material pleasure.
Oni jednostavno prolaze kroz različite materijalne uživanje.
Therefore we want to direct them to spiritual life.
I zato mi želimo da ih usmjerimo ka duhovnom životu.
Imagine I would invite you.
Zamislite kad bih vas pozvao.
In my room I have a big I have a ball which is only mirrors.
I da u sobi imam zid koji je sad u ogledalu.
And on the other opposite side of this mirror I have a wonderful banquet.
A na drugoj strani sobe imam predivan pripremljeni banđer.
And I'm telling you, my dear ghost, so nice to see you. Now, here, eat. And I point you towards the mirror.
I onda ja kažem, o, divni moj goste, lepo što te vidim. I sad evo počnem da uživaš i onda te usmerim u pravcu tamo gdje ogledalo.
And you have not eaten for a long time, so you're very enthusiastic.
I pošto nisi jeo tako dugo, onda si jako entuzijastičan.
You both run against the mirror.
I onda se vi zaletite i udarite u to ogledalo.
And you cannot enjoy.
I ne možete živjeti.
This material life, it's just a reflection of eternal pleasure.
I zapravo ovaj materijalni svijet je kao refleksija večnog uživanja.
People are very enthusiastic to go on the mirror.
Ljudi su jako entuzijastični da idu ka ogledalu.
It has not worked with Marxism. Let me try it from the side of capitalism.
A možda nije razgovorio sa strane marxizma, da probam sa strane kapitalizma.
Or any other philosophy.
Ili bilo koja druga filozofija.
So, the very scriptures say, go to the real. Use the reflection.
A vedski spisi kažu, idite ka stvarnosti, napustite odraz.
At least the Nirviti Marga.
Ako ništa, onda prihvatite Nirviti Marga.
But sometimes one is not so popular.
Ali ponekad to baš nije jako popularno.
If you want to hear pop music.
Ljudi vole da služe pop muziku.
And forget.
I da zaborave.
Yes, like this. So in the Vedic scriptures, this is recognized, so therefore, some scriptures speak of material development.
I tako da određeni vedski spisi govore i o materijalnom razvijenju.
Modern science has much to learn from this.
I mogu vam reći da vam savremena nauka može puno naučiti od tog dela Veda.
So, thank you very much also for your question.
I think hvala za vaše pitanje.
For now, because we are getting a little late, and I'm so much in the tendency to give long answers, it is better we stop here. You can discuss with our different devotees who are here.
Ja mislim da već smo dosta produžili da bi u ovom trenutku mogli da stanemo tako da možete razgovarati s našim bratom ovdje.
Mahurari Marji will tell us what how the problem continues. Is it?